This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
By the way, did you guys see what happened with Jake Paul? So you know Jake Paul knocked the hell out of Nate Robinson out, right? And he's the YouTuber, and Jake Paul... Jake Paul's the YouTuber, Nate, obviously the former basketball player. So Jose Canseco now sees everything that's going on with Logan Paul, and he now puts out a challenge. So Canseco tweeted out, "I will fight any one of the Logan brothers. They have enough for anyone with any type of talent yet or fighting skills," he put out there. So Logan saw that tweet. Okay, and he then tweeted back out, "No problem. I love smashing Canseco's." Now, that tweet is golden. For those of you that don't know, Logan was dating Jose Canseco's daughter, Josie Canseco. They were dating. They broke up several months ago. That's why he says he loves smashing Canseco's, because he was smashing his daughter. So now he wants to smash dad. And I got to tell you something. I normally would not root for Logan Paul, but against Jose Canseco, I'm rooting for Logan Paul. I'm betting on Logan Paul. I mean, I saw Vi Sakahaima knock out Jose Canseco, a kicker. Okay? For those of you that don't know, go ahead and YouTube it. Vi Sakahaima and Jose Canseco boxing.
Isn't that Vi Sakahaima?
Sakahaima, I don't know, dude.
Go ahead, bastardize his name a little bit more. Go ahead.
It's a great name, Vi Sakahaima. I mean, think about that. The guy's name is Vi Sakahaima. That is awesome. However it's pronounced, it's still awesome.
You're pretty funny, bro.
No, I'm just saying. And my man says, "I love smashing Canseco's." Can you imagine the father hearing that? That the guy who was banging your daughter now wants to beat you up? That is awesome. And now Logan Paul, by the way, wants to go after Conor McGregor. Okay? Jake Paul, whatever. I'm sorry. Jake Paul now wants to go after Conor McGregor. He says, "I'm going there to F Conor up." The 23-year-old called Conor out after destroying Nate Robinson. He says, "My team is talking to his manager, but that's all I'll say," with a smirk. He says, "No other fighter with this big of a platform is calling out McGregor. My dogs have more followers than that guy he's fighting in January," because he's fighting Dustin Poirier in January. Now, again, I normally would not root for Jake Paul, but I'm going to root for Jake Paul against Canseco. I normally would not root for Jake Paul, but I'm going to root for him against Conor McGregor, because believe it or not, I dislike Conor McGregor and especially La Chiva, Jose Canseco, more than anything else. Because for those of us that are Hispanic and especially Cuban, we don't like stool pigeons. We don't like rats. And Jose Canseco's a rat, dude. He ratted out people in baseball. That is unforgivable, man. You can't do that kind of stuff. And so I got to root for Paul. Over the Canseco and Conor McGregor. I tell you that. That's for damn sure. I love smashing Canseco's.
If that Canseco was playing Tiddlywinks, you'd be going against him.
That is just one of the best lines ever. I wonder what he said after that, knowing that the dude was going out with his daughter. You ever seen Josie Canseco?
I think I did see a picture.
She's cute.
Like, yeah, man.
She's a good-looking girl. I'm not a... Body-wise, I'm not a fan because she's got that little skinny body. You know, I'm Latin, bro. I need the curves, you know?
No, you not just curves. You like them big.
Yeah, I like big, thick curves. Yeah, I'm all about that, bro. I'm all about that. Them skinny women that look like they need to eat a cheeseburger, it's just not my style, bro.
Chunky but funky.
You know, I'm just sorry. Just Latin guys don't get into that. You know what I'm saying? We're just not into that... those models that are on the runway that weigh like 86 pounds. and they eat cocaine for breakfast, cocaine for lunch, and cocaine for dinner. Yeah, that's not my kind of girl. I'm sorry. Just not not into that. Can't do it. Canseco es un chivato. That's right. Connor would bust that ass. He says, can't stand them, but it's a fact. Not in boxing. You're talking about boxing. We're not talking about an MMA ring. We're talking about boxing now. That's not true, dude. You saw boxing is a whole different ball game than being in the octagon. They're not talking about the octagon. That's where Jake Paul would lose badly, is in the octagon. But in a boxing ring where you got to have boxing rules, this kid may take out Connor. I know he'll take out Canseco's old ass at this point. I mean, come on, man. Canseco's got to be in his mid to late 50s. No, he's got to be closer to 60 because I'm 54. And Canseco was a couple of years older than me, so he's got to be, look it up, Bill. Canseco's got to be, I want to say if I'm 54, I want to say he's 56 or 57. So he's got to be.
Well, you would know, man. You were out there hanging out with him when you were out
parallel
in San
bars.
Yeah, man.
I remember he would go to parallel
bars. I'm talking
bar.
About when you were in San Francisco and Oakland was right across the bay. You covered him.
Yes. But
yes, you are right. Parallel bar, 163rd.
I used to see him all the time.
He practically lived there.
I used to see him at parallel bars all the time.
Last time I saw him, and he was looking a little, you know, aged, been through, you know, some stressful stuff, we know. Doral Ale House.
Right. Right, I got you. Oh, we got an idiot on the text line. All right, well, there we go,
bro. You haven't ripped somebody in a while, man.
No,
I'm sure
no,
everybody
we,
would like to hear you rip.
No,
this
no,
guy.
No, it's,
go,
just,
bro.
It's just some
here's
guy.
Here's your opportunity.
It's just some guy that keeps now posting that he that Tua's not the answer, so he'll just keep. So now he's posted three straight times. And so it's like, okay, we get your make your point and move on, bro. But if you're going to be like over and over and over and over and over again, yeah, that's where we kind of eliminated already.
July 2nd, turn 56.
See, I'm not off by much. 56, right there. Told you it'd be 56 or 57. Yep.
Was he Coral Park, I think?
Coral Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took off. It was Jose Canseco Boulevard on 16th Street. Right across, running through Coral Park, and they took it down. They said, nah, we don't want any Chivato Drive, men. We don't want Chivato Drive here.
When you do uncool things, they usually take your streets away from you.
Yes. Yes.